Grief turns to anger in flooded Libya. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Protesters torched the home of Derna's mayor on Monday night, the first unrest since floodwaters overwhelmed the port city September 10th. Meanwhile, the United Nations dramatically revised the disaster's death toll after receiving conflicting information from aid agencies. Joe Willey with Sat7 USA says the fatalities now stand at
approximately 4,000 people versus 11,000. That sounds hopeful as far as the numbers are recorded, but it's still a tragic situation for anyone who has lost their family or friends.
Join us in praying that Libyans who've lost everything in these floods would find the hope that only Christ can offer.
Sat7 provides Bible-based programming that gives hope to people who are searching for it. We can answer even these most difficult questions and give hope that is eternal in Christ alone.
And the largest annual missions meeting in North America kicks off next Wednesday. Missio Nexus President Ted Esler says,
it is kind of our premier event of the year. We have breakouts, workshops, plenary sessions. There's a lot of content.
The three-day Missio Nexus conference in Orlando, Florida, draws leaders from the local church and mission agencies. Believers will explore the rapid social transformations taking place in the U.S. and beyond.
The real takeaway with this particular theme is helping leaders understand and ideate what is happening in the culture that impacts what they're doing in ministry.
Today's your last day to register for the in-person event. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them from November 5th through the 19th. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.